Welcome home, darling. Oh, I must have startled you. Did you not expect me to be here? You summoned a demon in your own home and you thought that I would see myself out? Was that what you were thinking? It's adorable. No, dear. Most people who summon me look very different from you and do it in a very different way. They pick some faraway location, an abandoned warehouse, a basement, an old tomb, even, if you want to be dramatic about it. No, you chose your bedroom. And honestly, I think that's where I'd like to go right now. If you'll have me. Oh, it's okay. You don't need to look so shy. You're endearing, darling. Most men summon me out of some morbid, intense fascination with power. Or they have some grievance with society. They wish me to plague or curse or bring death. No, you just summoned me because you could. You do not fear me, although, given by the way you furrow your brow, I suspect I annoy you. Is that right? Well, in that case, why don't you send me home? I take offense to that. I absolutely could go home if I wanted to, but I find your company just so enthralling in its own. But if you insist on sending me, who am I to resist the ritual? Go now. Go check your book. Oh, God. You're going to make me follow you, aren't you? All right. Flip through. I'll be ready. Oh, would you look at that? Is that a torn page? Oh, it's even the same circle as the one that you have now, but what's that? It looks like it's missing some components. Whatever demon was summoned before must have made it very clear that they didn't want to go back. And I can't blame them. If the last owner of this book was as pretty as you are. Why do my compliments upset you so? Is it because I look terrifying? Is it the red skin, the horns? Is it the height? Tell me. What makes you so unwilling to even humor my voice? Nothing to say now, is there? You wanted a demon, brimstone and all, and you got one. I so can be cruel. Just being horny is more fun. Besides, I don't get to trounce around the human world very often, and this is quite enjoyable for me. So why don't you show me all the wonderful things about the human world and we... A date? I'd like to clarify something. I consider humans at least baseline intelligent, of course. You summoned a demon in the morning before you had to go to work on the same day that you had a date planned. You didn't have any idea how to have a backup plan for any of this. What if you'd summoned me and I'd gone on a rampage? What if I had torn your clothes off your body and just made love to you right there before you clocked in the morning? What if I'd killed your neighbor? What if you came back and I was now king of your apartment complex? A relatively worthless but hypothetical title. You didn't have one, did you? Incredible. Well, I'm not leaving while you're gone, so you may as well stay and do your research. What, are you just going to walk away from me? Stop doing your makeup and listen to what I'm saying. I could be a menace. I could cause all sorts of destruction. I could tear every single limb off every single person in this building. And you're going to go to dinner with some guy? I don't care what his name is. Okay, fine. It's Jake. I don't care that you're going to dinner with Jake. I want your attention. I don't normally get to see women as beautiful as you. And I promise that whatever he can do, I can do better. Uh-huh.
What? Don't shut the door.
The nerve it takes to summon an extraterrestrial being and then ignore him to touch up your makeup. Where am I right now? I'm inclined to leave just because I feel so offended. Oh, don't use that tone with me. I said inclined to, not that I was going to. No, no. When you come back, I will be here. And if I decide to, I'll become king of this apartment complex just like I promised. Okay, goodbye. What? Who is this girl? Well, I can't leave now. I'll give her what she wants. Summoned to the human world with no purpose. What do humans do when they have time? Oh, you're home. You had only been gone an hour. I was under the impression that dates took longer. Nope, just... Fine. No, I was watching TV while you were gone. I'd never experienced it before. I am not... I still could choose to be king of the apartment complex, but I decided to try to live like a human. I don't understand you at all. Summoning a demon and then making me wait here, I don't... What is it that you really want? Oh, you don't really want to be left alone. If you really wanted to be left alone, you wouldn't have gone on a date. You wouldn't have done your makeup nicely. You wouldn't have worn matching underwear if you just wanted to be left alone. Isn't that right? No, no, I can tell everything. Yeah, and you trying to cover yourself doesn't work. I can sense things, feel things. I'm not just a demon in body. I'm a demon in power as well. I could snap my fingers and every little bit of fabric over your impossibly sexy body would just vanish from existence. Oh my god, I could buy you a new pair of matching underwear. That's not a problem. With the money that I would take being king of this apartment complex. I am a demon. Money is not a problem. I was threatening you to strip you naked in your own home. Not to ruin your underwear. That was not the threat. I don't understand you. You know what? I'm coming at this the wrong way, aren't I? I think you're gorgeous, and I think that whatever that man did, he definitely didn't deserve any more of your attention, and you should have left him even earlier than you did. You should have come straight home to me, and I could have shown you everything he couldn't have. Fine. Your only answer is fine. Girl, there are cults dedicated to my presence. They worship my Yes, I'm going to do it. I can't believe you. And you know what? I'm going to follow through on my promises. You really thought I didn't have power, did you? Although... Oh, my God. What was I saying? Yeah, yes, I got distracted. You're gorgeous. That's why I didn't want to go home yet. There's a stunning woman who summoned me, who I can tell is sexually frustrated, who I can tell is lonely and wants just a little bit of attention to be cared for. Well, let me tell you something interesting about demons. Most people confuse us. They think us manipulators. They think us monstrous in some way. And perhaps the horns lean into that. But one thing that we do is tell the truth. Devils lie and connive. Why should a being of higher power feel any need? When I tell you I want something, I want it. When I tell you I feel something, I feel it. I didn't feel like conquering your neighbors. I felt like spreading your legs open and showing you what I can do that no other human can. Oh, that little lip bite. You're starting to finally believe me, aren't you? You're naked in your own home, in front of a demon that could hold you in one hand, realizing the severity of your situation. But I can peek into that little mind of yours. You love this. I've been able to tell the whole time that you're fighting back against your desire to just give yourself. Isn't that right? Come. Let's go to your bed, shall we? Let me show you what Jake couldn't have done. Now, sit on my lap. More accurately, just sit on one of my knees. Face me, girl. There we go, that's not so bad, is it? I hope you don't mind my skin being a little more rough. Although I'm sure you don't mind with how wet you're making my thigh already. No. Keep grinding. I will tell you what you are to do. But for right now, you're going to sit here and grind against me with wild abandon. Understand? Good. Now, let's peek into that little mind of yours, shall we? Oh my, you feel so weak and abandoned right now, don't you? Stuck with the consequences of your own actions. You think the horns are sexy? I'll never understand humans, taught from such a young age of the demonic and the divine. And yet I stand before you, a presence, the facet of evil that you are trained to hate. And you're grinding against me like a whore. Oh, yes. You love it. You love that you've captured the attention of someone so powerful. Most of those who summon me are vindictive, evil men. But you, so gorgeous. You would make such a good plaything. But I would never bind you like that. I have no need for you. Instead, I just want you to enjoy. Before I take mine. That's right. You're gonna enjoy this. Prepare yourself for me while you ride against my thigh. Oh, you look nervous now. What are we to do if it's too much? I can feel that little thought in your head nagging at you. You keep staring at it, slightly bigger than you've had before. Well, that's okay. I'll do most of the heavy lifting. That's right, dear. I'm gonna use you like a toy. I'm going to show you what it's like to be with someone that can just take away all your worry. That can make sure that you are just so taken care of. You're going to love your role as my toy. My little plaything. And then when it's all said and done, you can be done with me. But first, why don't we get things started? Hold on to my hands while they're on your hips. Now, I know you seem nervous. I can tell that you think I'm going to drop you. I promise that I won't. I promise that you're safe. I told you that I don't lie. I meant that. I'm just holding you here, right over the head. And I promise that I won't drop you. In fact, I could cast a spell and just hold you in the air if you'd prefer. I like to hold. That's just something to me. Now, You feel that head? Hmm? Yeah, you can nod at me. I know that this is going to be overwhelming for you. I don't plan on stopping once I start. But with any luck, I give you what you've been missing. No, nod at me, if you understand. Good. Yes. I knew you wanted this. All the way to the base, just like that. What an incredible, incredible toy you'll be. Oh, me? Oh, no, darling. I haven't come already. That's just pre-cum. I told you that I was going to make you feel things that poor little Jake couldn't. I didn't lie. Oh, you keep looking at me like I'm going to say something. Am I supposed to talk to my toys while I use them? Huh? I can read your mind. Why do I need to speak? I can tell that you're loving every second of it. When you summoned me, you thought deep in the back of your mind about some silly little romance that you'd read. It's nothing like that, is it? Demons don't fall in love, but demons do fall in lust. It really is in the name, don't you think? Oh, God, darling. You made it fit so well. You seem surprised that I can just use you like this. You think that this is anything to a demon. You summon someone so powerful that ancient texts speak about us, and you think that I was ever not going to be able to lift you like this? You're silly. Now, hold on to my horns, darling. Yes. Of course I like that. I like to know that my toys are having a good time. Look at me. All the way to the base. Oh, sweet girl. When you summoned me, I knew what I had to have. I knew that I wanted you. I would have done all sort of awful thing just for this very chance. But here you are giving it to me anyway. Those humans have let you down for so long. Why don't I show you what you've been missing out on a little more? That's right. Grip onto me. Enjoy the fucking ride. This is a fuck that I'm never going to forget. Oh my God. You are incredible. Oh, that's right. Why don't I answer that pesky little thought for you? When I come, you're gonna need a few minutes to get over it. You like that thought, don't you? Oh, I can feel you tightening up. You love the idea of getting completely fucking owned and used. Toyed with like this. Oh, I'd be happy to oblige. Oh. You know, sometimes we like to seal the deal with an orgasm. I know I promised you that I'd go home. But after feeling just how good you feel, how could I? So why don't we sign a different deal, huh? If you can resist me, if you can stop me right now before I fill your belly up with the largest fucking load you've ever had in your life, I will leave right now. Just let go of my horns. And I will stop, huh?
Oh, that's right. You don't fucking want that, do you? No, you want to be bred. You want to be filled up. You want to be fucked. You loved my attention. Don't ever pretend like you didn't again. That's right. You know what's coming, don't you? You feel me swelling up in there. Don't worry. It'll feel good, and when I'm done, you won't ever think about sleeping with anyone other than a demon like me ever again. Oh, no, 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 don't worry. It's not a contract. It's a promise. Hold on tight, dear. This is gonna be overwhelming for you. No, I'm not done yet. Keep writing. Sit back down. It's been so long. Get that thought out of your head. I'm allowed to feel good, aren't I? You're so silly. You're coming down from your orgasm and starting to understand the reality of the situation, aren't you? You're so silly. I wouldn't advise getting up until we get to the shower. No, no. Just stay sat. You can put your arms around me. Now, if you really think you would have had more fun with Jake, you could always make me sign a contract, and I could help you arrange that against his will. I didn't think so. Oh, and by the way, when I said that we don't lie, I was telling the truth. We don't. But I'm not leaving. It's not a lie. I just changed my mind. I saw how much you enjoyed that, and no matter how well you use your words, I know the truth. You want this. And I'm not going to leave, no matter how much I annoy you. Let's have a good time and promise to be polite to each other now, Rumi. You'd hate to say something that I make you take back, wouldn't you? Now, hold on tight. We're gonna get you in the shower. Believe me, you'll need it.